definitely human.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On the prosperous island city of Fortuna, there is opportunity for all, regardless of background. Wealth and luxury wait for those with the wit and the nerve to claim them. People from all walks of life meet in the city's gilded banks or the cozy bars of taverns, negotiating the deal that will change their lives forever. Come spend a night in Fortuna's warm and welcoming lodgings, and a new and exciting enterprise is sure to fall in your lap. Why, even now, as the stars twinkle and shine over the industrious borough of Dewberry, unlikely heroes hear the unmistakable call to adventure. A wise and faithful dwarf of a cloth, a charming and indefatigable gnome inventor, a savage and hideous orc barbarian, a bold and inquisitive human aristocrat, these four strangers will soon find themselves bound together by the camaraderie of employment, ambition, intrigue, Pax Fortuna! Certainty, part one.
Time for one more.
I'll have a beer, please.
One beer. And anyone else?
I'll have one. A dark and stormy cocktail, please. A normal thing that everybody drinks.
Okay.
Just what normal people drink. I'll have that.
Actually, I'll have one of those. Sounds fantastic. Hello, I'm Selwyn Bloodstorm.
Hello.
Did you just...
No, yeah, I just...
It sounded like you just mimicked voice, my accent a little bit.
No, you know, I'm from everywhere, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know. You
person
never
of
know.
The world.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Abstinence.
Abstinence is wonderful to meet you.
Abstinence, what an admirable quality. Is this a vow that you've taken to pursue that calling in life?
Oh, no. That's the name my parents gave me.
How wonderful. I believe I will have another sherry, if you will, barkeep.
No, oh, very good, sir.
Mr. Tavern Keeper, I would be delighted to have a pint of your finest ale, please.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Actually, that ale sounds pretty good.
I can recommend it highly.
I'll have the ale, please.
So, this is two ales, a dark and stormy cocktail.
I'd recommend the sherry as well, my friend.
I'm so conflicted. I'll have one of all three, if that's all right.
You hear a violent clatter from behind you as the door opens and a young man comes barreling in. He's in his early 20s, a little short perhaps, wearing a smart shirt and dark grey trousers. He looks a little dishevelled, but more through haste than laziness. He charges up to a bar. Whiskey, please!
Whiskey? Oh, what's whiskey like?
He snatches the whiskey from a bar as soon as it's poured and downs it in one. Another, he says, and pushes a stack of copper coins across.
One for me as well, please.
My child, you look troubled. Slow down, settle down.
I'm in a terrible bind, a terrible bind.
Oh, well, pull up a stool and drink your whiskey. It's a good whiskey they serve here, the Rusty Skillet. You should savour it whilst you tell us your troubles.
Oh, I'm not sure I have the time to do that. He downs his second glass of whiskey. My staff, they've gone missing. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Your staff? Are you some sort of manager of
people? I am... Hush, hush. But I am a personal assistant to Bartholomew Spink.
Oh.
Ooh, Bartholomew Spink.
Who's he then?
Yeah. But who is Bartholomew Spink?
I'm new. I'm not from around here.
Yes, I suppose you're not, are you? I suppose none of you look like you are.
Well, of course, I know Bartholomew Spink, but for the benefit of everyone, from your own mouth.
Why, he's the councillor in the Marina District.
Oh.
Yeah, so a man of vast import, of course.
And what is his industry, my good man?
He's a politician, but he has some trade investments, of course, as do we all in Fortuna.
Of course. It's a quite industrious town.
Yes, well.
And you say the staff has gone missing?
Yes, my couriers.
How many?
There was two. They were supposed to meet me tonight, but I can't find them anywhere.
Well, it's late and everyone has perhaps had one or two snifters too many. I'm sure they're just...
Well, it's a very important job we're on tonight.
If it's a very important job, maybe it's worth hiring some people? Just so happens I'm looking for work.
Are you? Well, yes. He eyes you for suspiciously. Says you wouldn't happen to be part of a guild, though, would you?
Aspiring to be, certainly, but I've done mercenary work before.
Oh.
Out of town. This is my first day here, and I like it very much.
And the rest of you?
I am not part of any guild. I am a complete free agent, but I would be very delighted to offer my services in any way that I can.
No, I'm not a freelancer in any way, but if there's folk who are in need of help, then I'd be more than willing. No need to pay at all. If you would...
Well, there is some need to pay, actually. Let me just stop you right there. What was your name again?
Father Theobald Brandlebury.
And you're a dwarf, is that right?
I am indeed.
No, I've never seen a dwarf before.
Ah, well.
Is it true you're made out of rocks?
I look down at myself.
Well, no, flesh and bone, like all of us. Sons of the gods. Yes, sons and daughters of the gods, yes.
Well, I don't know about that, but okay, if you say so.
I sort of prod you suspiciously.
No rocks here, eh?
Okay, the young man is confused by this. He assumed that you all knew each other. You didn't come to Fortuna together.
No, we did not.
Oh, okay.
We just met, but we're already fast friends.
Well, if it's money you need, then money's no object. He looks in a pouch in his belt and says, I can pay you... 6 shillings each for the night's work?
Splendid. That sounds like a lot of money to me. I don't know about you.
Yes, me too.
That's a very fair deal, sir. Thank you very much.
I must warn you, it might be a little dangerous.
Danger. Oh,
sounds exciting.
But you'll be in the service of Bartholomew Spinks.
Oh, yes.
And
good.
There's much honour there.
Well, what can you tell us about these couriers?
Well, they were just hired men, not by myself, but I was meant to meet them. Not too far from here, actually.
I'm sure we'll find them in a ditch somewhere tomorrow morning.
A little bit too much of the whiskey, is it?
Indeed. Well, I mean, you might be new to Fortuna and you might not know the ways of this city, but there's quite a few too many of its citizens who enjoy the drink. We can take on the job that these couriers would have done.
Very well. I must come with you, of course.
What would we be currying?
Ah, a box. An important
box
that my master has said we need to bring by tonight.
What is in the box?
I do not know. We are under strict instructions not to open the box.
Well, that's very intriguing.
Time.
I like that a lot.
Quite like to open the box.
Well you can't open the box. Sir.
I kind of like not knowing, to be honest with you, Father. It's kind of so mysterious.
Okay, quickly remind me, what are your names again?
I'm Father Theobald Brandlebury, but you may call me Father.
Nice to meet you. My name is Devin Gifford.
Devin Gifford, it is a real pleasure to meet you. My name is Almira Q. Appleby.
And I'm Selwyn Bloodstorm. I'm half-orc, as you can plainly see, from far away, a traveller.
I'm a bit of a traveller as well. Abstinence de Montfort is my name, and I'm looking for adventure.
Well, what a crew we will make. He rises from the bar and says, we'd better be on our way. We have to go to the docks to pick up the box.
Let's go. I'm
now,
so excited.
There are a few rules that I must make you aware of before we get there.
We all lean in.
Yes, he leans in as well. First of all, we must not open the box. Second, we must not tell anyone where we are taking it. And thirdly, we must not get it wet. The box is not waterproof.
Sounds legit.
Do we need to kill the barkeep now? Is he
No, he's been cleaning glass. He's a man who knows
when to step out of a conversation.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay,
well, I just finish my four drinks, is it?
Very down quickly, each one down each one.
I feel like I didn't get to enjoy each one of them, unfortunately. But oh well, let's go.
The Docklands are an hour's walk away, and as you progress through the narrow, writhing streets of Dewberry, passers-by become less frequent and increasingly unfriendly. But it's a warm night, and the cobblestones clack pleasingly beneath your feet, so trouble seems far away. As you approach the docks, the winding streets fall away, and you stare now at a clearing. There are several entrances to the docks. The one in front of you is a simple wooden door, wide enough for two carriages, set in a tall fence that extends out of sight to both sides, presumably enclosing a significant tract of land facing onto the sea. Here we are. Now, I have to stay out here, unfortunately.
Right.
There's a little bit of a problem. I will be recognised by the custom guards, and we've had some problems with that before. No, nothing to worry about, but you four, you can go through that door, and you are looking for a small schooner called the Zuckertort.
The Zuckertort.
That's right. Now, you'll recognise it has a wingless dragon figurehead.
Mm. And you're a gnome, is that right?
I am indeed, and you are an orc. I am very delighted to meet an orc. I've only met three in my entire life. Four if you count the one who commissioned something for me and then did not pay me, but I am not including him in that number.
I would never do anything like that.
I know, I can tell you have a noble soul, sir. I am delighted to be working with you.
I have never met a gnome before. Is it true you can grant wishes?
Well, if your wish is...
Only I'd quite like a new shield. The one I've got at the moment is just a bit of old wood that I found on the beach, and I think it's a bit of a ship, actually.
So
if you could get me a new one, something shiny, maybe made of gold or something like that, that'd be marvellous.
Well, I am not, in fact, able to give you a shield. However, if you are in the market for any sort of lockpicking, any sort of device wrangling, that is absolutely my entire business. And additionally to that, I also have a number of devices that you may wish to have a look through at your leisure. For example, have you ever found yourself in need of a banana slicer? It's so tiring to do all that work all by yourself. I have one with me right now if you'd like to look.
And what would a banana be? I don't think I've come across one of those before. And why would we need to slice him up?
Sir, I am just so excited for you to introduce you to the noble banana. I can tell from your entire demeanor and bearing that you're a man who likes your food, right?
I eat food, yes?
Of course you do. Well, a banana, father and Miss de Montfort, can you back me up on this? The banana is truly one of the most noble foods that you can eat.
I like the occasional banana.
Of course you do.
Good to bake with.
Delightful to bake with.
Banana
absolutely
bread.
Absolutely delightful to bake with. But before you do all of that taxing and tiring work yourself of cutting up the banana, you could instead let my patented banana slicer do all of that work for you.
Could you all make perception checks at this point?
Six.
11.
17.
Okay, Selwyn, you are the only person to notice that Devon is pretty much crying in frustration at this point. He's been trying to get a word in edgeways and has been shut out of the whole conversation. He says,
pretty interested in these slices.
He's now just with his hands just clambering over all of you. Just like, the box! The box! You don't understand! You don't understand.
Listen, Miss Gnome, the little fella over there is, I think he wants to tell us something.
Ha! Of course, my apologies, sir, my apologies. Yes, we are now focused on the task at hand.
Okay, through the sobs, he tells you, look, just go in there, go have this conversation along the way, by all means, but go and look for a man named Penick.
Penick.
Please.
Okay.
Look for Penick. Ask him for the box.
Is Penick on the Zuckertort?
I believe so, yes.
Right.
Don't worry, Devon. We're on the task.
Okay.
Do you need a hug or something? I sort of hold out my big arms.
He sobs a little and then launches himself into your arms.
It's all right.
I check out this door then to the dock area. Is it just open?
No, it isn't. There is next to the door a bell attached by a chain.
Should we ring it and talk to these custom guards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I ring the bell. And I put on my most, like, priestly bearing and just kind of, like...
I try and mimic
steeple
you.
My fingers across my chest in a kind of benevolent... Just tilt my head to the side slightly.
Okay. Well, that passes unnoticed by the door. It slowly swings open. On the inside, you can see two guards. A man and a woman sitting in a small stall. Their red and gold uniforms are vibrant, even under the flickering light of their lamps. The woman raises a hand, half in greeting. Know what you're looking for?
Yes, we're just passing onto the docks. We have a meeting with a man called Pennick at the Zuckertort.
Zuckertort? Came in this evening, did it?
I presume so, yes. Just a quick pickup.
Okay, do you know where you're going?
If you could point us in the right direction.
Zuckertort, a schooner, is it?
It is, indeed.
How many masts?
The precise number of masts that a schooner might have.
Well, that's a good answer, isn't it?
Well...
Get away with that one, Eric.
I'm a dwarf. I don't have much experience with ships.
He's very small. How's he supposed to see all the masts from down there?
I see. Well, if you follow the dock around, the ships are arranged in size order. I'm sure you'll find it eventually. That away, and she points.
Thank you very much.
She looks at you a little suspiciously.
I give her a broad and warm smile.
Okay. As you come to the dock, you find files of ships lined up. It seems to be classified by order of ship. So at first you find the small fishing ships, and then you can follow it along. Eventually, you come to the schooners, and indeed the Zuckertort is a dark green ship. Its empty masts reaching 80 feet into the sky.
How many of them?
There are two of them.
Two, of course, yeah.
We should have just guessed, probably, Father. Probably would have got it right, to be honest.
I was about to say two, but then I thought...
Well, beyond that, there are schooners with many more masts.
Ah, oh, well, there you go.
So up to seven.
Well, what do masts. I know?
No more or less than I, Selwyn.
Above you, towards the gangplank, a voice calls down. Hello, Mr. Gifford?
On behalf of Mr. Gifford. Pennick, is it?
A weak-chinned face looks down, framed by floppy, middle-parted hair, waving in the breeze. Here, you ain't the people I'm looking for. Where's Mr. Gifford?
He was, delayed?
Oh, don't you look funny. He looks at you first as the tallest, Selwyn.
Thank you.
And,
is that a good thing?
And then notices the rest of you. He's never seen so many, such a diverse cast in one place before. Well... I'm not so sure about this.
We're just four couriers working on behalf of Devin. He's just outside.
Mm.
We just want to pick up the box and complete the job, and we can all have a good night's rest.
And who are you?
My name is Father Theobald. Father Theobald Brandlebury.
Oh, a man of a cloth.
Indeed, indeed. Just here helping out Devin. He seemed a little troubled, so I thought a good...
Oh, he's always troubled. Don't worry about him.
Mr. Pennick, let me be frank with you.
I didn't see you there.
I am quite short. That is a good observation. Very astute of you to notice. My name is Almira Q. Appleby, and I am a gnome, as you've noticed. However, I just want to say, as one person of industry to clearly another person of industry, I think you'll understand. Devin is outside, and he deputized us because he's, well, as many people of industry are often concerned,
He looks between you all now.
He was quite worried about the customs agents, to be perfectly frank with you. Government is always getting in the way of industry. And he thinks that he would be recognized by the customs agent. I feel like I can trust you with this information because I don't have any reason to lie to you. This is simply that Devin asked us to go in his stead.
Could you make a persuasion check now?
So it's one of my skills, so do I do that at advantage or?
Yes, please do that at advantage.
Four.
You got two fours. Wow. I was persuaded.
Well, I'll roll for him anyway. Yeah, he's not really. I think it's just the sheer volume of words here. You said you were a courier.
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. Yes, we have been hired by Mr. Gifford to take on the tasks that the couriers were going to assume this fine evening.
Come along, sir. What's the problem?
Ah! Oh, hello.
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 Okay, well, I guess you better come take a look at it then.
Thank you.
Excellent.
So he's going to stay on the gangplank.
Okay.
He's not coming down to you.
Okay, we stride forth.
So, yeah.
I think that was probably all the words you used. It got us in there. Well done.
Yes, well, as you reach the deck, you see beside Mr. Pennick is a large oak box. It looks very heavy. The lid has a thick iron padlock attached and the edges of the box reinforced with iron. It shows a little wear, some scuffing to the faces. It's clearly built for function rather than charm.
How big is it?
It is about up to your waist. Oh, abstinence.
Yeah. Much bigger than it's I was big expecting it to be.
Okay, I'll give it a heft with my sturdy dwarven physique.
Roll a strength check.
18.
Oh, yes, you do pick it up. It looks heavy, but actually, it's not that much of a burden.
Oh, wow.
I think. Well, for you,
yeah.
Maybe for others it would be. Mm-hmm. It's still an effort to pick it up.
And make it look easy, yeah.
Do you need a hand with that?
Thank you, my dear boy. I think a hand would be most appreciated. Let's get this down onto the docks and back to town.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay.
He looks at the box and says, the custom's already been paid. So make sure the guards don't give you any trouble. He points out a piece of paper stuck to the side in wax with a red ink stamp on it that shows that it's all been dealt with already.
It's good to know. Thank you very much.
Excellent, thanks.
Wonderful.
Okay, and tell Mr. Gifford I did my part.
And you were Pennick, yes?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
As you approach the door of the docks again, the guards exit their stall and come up to you. Now that the door's closed, you can see it's barred by two thick beams that they need to draw aside to open it. The man walks up to you and you can see now that he has a large dog with him, a brown mongrel of extremely diverse heritage. The guard glances at the box, then at each of you in turn. Got what you're looking for?
Indeed we did, sir.
Okay. The dog starts sniffling at the box and you hear the woman as she walks over from the stall now. What's in the box?
It's not for us to know what's in the box. We're merely helping a friend out. We're just couriers.
Well, you must know what's in the box.
Must we?
Well, yes. How did you pay the customs if you didn't know what's in the box?
If the customs and duty has been paid for, then wouldn't it say on the paperwork? And I whip off the paperwork and hand it to you.
Well, the man takes a look and he says, this doesn't look quite right.
Oh no, I think you'll find it's all in order, it's all been paid.
This is dated 2 days ago.
Well, there might have been delays of some kind.
How could it have been paid when you were at sea 2 days ago? The Zuccator only came in this evening.
My good man, I think there's been some sort of misunderstanding here.
I think perhaps it came in on another ship, another fine ship. There are many fine ships in this shipyard. And it was probably simply transferred to the Zuccator once the Zuccator came in. I think that's probably what happened.
Well, it says here on the stamp, Zuccator.
Ah.
Well, let's open the box.
No. No.
We are under no circumstances to open the box.
So you're going to carry something without even knowing what you're carrying?
We are humble couriers.
Just humble couriers.
Think of us as just arms. Just big arms carrying a box.
They discuss with each other in whispers for a second. Let me see. Well, how much is it worth to you, this box?
Oh, come on now.
Just look at you like, where are you going to go with this? I wonder.
Are you trying to stiff us for some cash? He wants a little cash in hand.
He wants a little cash.
I'll be honest with you, I got no idea what's going on.
I put down the box and I go up to these customs guards and I give them a sympathetic pat on the arm after I reach up.
It must be quite difficult working all day as a customs guard.
Well, it is, actually.
A difficult life, yes, and you must...
And the nights...
Oh, the nights.
The nights are lonely.
Indeed. Well, I can't help with that, but yeah.
At least I have Snosbert here. He pats his dog.
A fine animal. But even finer companionship can be found in the church. You would never suffer loneliness or boredom again were you to attend some of my sermons over in Dewbury every fortnight.
Is it a sort of dating night kind of situation? Or would you... What is it you do there, Father?
Not companionship of the carnal sort. Selwyn. It's a kind of companionship of the soul.
Ah, you almost had the god for a minute there. But no.
It's far more nourishing and satisfying than anything you would find in the brothels of Fortuna.
More satisfying than gold?
Oh no, nothing's more satisfying than gold. I think we'll all agree there. Would we, Father? Gold's probably about the best thing there is.
I look around and I say, well, I have nothing to pay the man with, but we have some very fine inventions from our tradeswoman here.
Indeed. Indeed. What did you say your name was again, Mr. Guardsman?
Rowan.
Rowan. What a fine name. What a fine name. Rowan, can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Almira, we have a meeting to get to outside, so perhaps... if we can give them one of your products as payment, perhaps?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. In fact, I think that would be very good advertising.
Wait a second, he says. What's going on here?
Just answer me a very simple question. Do you eat potatoes or do you prefer bananas?
I eat potatoes.
Well then. Well then, I have such a wondrous, wondrous thing to give to you
tonight. The dog is backing away.
I'm going to give to you one of my patented potato peelers. It takes all the work out of peeling potatoes. I give it to you.
Yeah, I mean, he seems very, very impressed. How does it work?
I'm so glad you asked. All you have to do is very simply attach the potato into the potato holder right here, and then you just crank it.
He says, wait,
it.
And he goes into the stall and brings out a sack of potatoes.
A
sack of
very
them.
Very exciting.
And he hands one over to you.
Okay, I'm going to demonstrate
it.
You
have faith in your product.
I have so much faith in my product. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And
can I sit down? Is there something to sit down on? Because I feel like I need to right now. I'm so awe-inspired.
Sit on the box.
Yeah, sit on the box.
So how does your potato peeler work?
First of all, you have to decide whether or not you're going to peel one potato or two potatoes at a time. What would you like to do right now, sir?
Two
potatoes at a time. I like the way you think. So you're going to attach the two potatoes right onto this rod right here. Do you see what I'm doing? Now what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to crank it. Just crank it. Now, I know what you're thinking, but if I'm doing all this cranking work, why wouldn't I just peel it myself? However, you can see you only have to crank it 10 times, then you just let it go. Just, are you watching? Ah! And I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
And then, whoa, look at this. And it's peeling
at
potatoes.
At this point, please roll a mechanics check to see if it does work.
Oh my God. No. I got 2, 3.
Okay. Well. The two potatoes that you attach to it fly off the end of a potato peeler, and he says,
I immediately start clapping.
So my mistake, I had this on the combat setting for the potato peeler, and this is very
useful. It's got a combat setting as well! This is fantastic!
This is very useful for if you want to fling potatoes across an expanse of space. And you know what,
why wouldn't you want to do that?
I can think of many instances in which you would. However, I'm going to just, I think I need to maybe just...
Abstinence, because... while they're doing this, should we take the box outside?
Yeah. Well, could you both roll a stealth check? You have an advantage, Abstinence,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do, yeah.
To see if they notice you.
I got a 7.
9.
Okay, let's... Well... they are so enthralled by these flying potatoes that even the dog doesn't notice as you sneak Fantastic. It over to the door and gently lift the bars and then slide it out. But the two guards are still looking at you.
Right, of course they
Almira.
Are.
Almira. So... They are.
So I have to ask you a question. Do you want this potato peeler stuck on combat setting, or would you prefer that I give you a potato peeler that's actually on the peeling setting instead?
Well, we've tried the combat setting. Let's try the peeling setting.
Of course.
Does it have any other settings?
Let's know now. No, not quite. If I'm understanding you correctly, what I'm hearing from you is that you are not interested in the combat setting on my potato peeler.
I'm interested in it sometimes.
Right. Well, then, let me give
How would I turn it off?
That's such a good question. Well, let me give you... So, and I'm going to take another potato peeler out of my bag.
Okay.
This one, I hope, doesn't have the same mechanical problems as the first potato peeler.
Okay.
I'm going to demonstrate the same thing, but on this potato peeler. And I'm going to just really, like, dazzle them with this working potato peeler.
Okay.
And hope that they forget about the combat setting.
Well, are you going to peel another...
I'm going to peel another
potatoes?
Two potatoes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, could you please roll mechanics?
10.
Yes, it seems to peel the potatoes. The skins spiral off the sides in a very pleasing trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
Yes, can you see how much time this would save you, gentlemen in the kitchen?
Well, not me specifically, but my wife would be very impressed.
Yes, 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 this makes a wonderful gift. If I were your wife, I would be delighted.
He takes the potato peel and thanks you profusely and says, well, be on your way with your box. Where's the box? Well, he turns to his other guard and says, they've already taken the box. I guess we got the potato peelers for free.
And so, with wit and cunning, our heroes have secured the box and outfoxed those meddling custom guards. Now they withdraw from the Docklands, with its rustic fishing boats, trading ships, and imposing luxury yachts, to venture further into the grand city of Fortuna. See how they stroll with well-earned confidence into the night, ready to face their next challenge. You've been listening to Through Innocence Certainty, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight and Tom Dalling, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Giorgio Mariani as Father Theobald Brandlebury, Eleanor Kohler as Almira Q. Appleby, David Knight as Selwyn Bloodstorm, and Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.